checking in on the JSE's performance very quickly. All share managing a 0.7% climb today, and that with a bulk of the heavy lifting being done in the financial 15 space. It trading 1.9% higher. Industrial 25, 0.9% to the good. Resources 10 component, though, moving in the opposite direction, down 0.64%. And joining me in studio now for a closer look at the day's markets action, Nick Kunze from Sanlam Private Wealth. Thanks so much, Nick, for joining us this evening. So that, in a nutshell, the trading day that was. And we really have two forces simultaneously at play in emerging markets. The dollar's decline, as speculation grows that we've got the U.S. cutting rates sooner rather than later. And then, of course, dread over President Donald Trump's trade war, which today lessened a bit on the back of that agreement being struck with Mexico. We've seen the rand strengthen. But how much are you expecting the likes of a rand to really leverage off this kind of momentum?
Good evening. Yeah, it is very, you're absolutely right. It really is a tale of two different markets. So, I mean, last week was very much all micro, the rand, the ANC, the shenanigans that we had last week. So it was all, the rand was significantly, was down almost 4% against the dollar last week. Whereas today, and after Friday's jobless numbers, as you pointed out in your intro, very much all about the dollar now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, be careful what you wish for, because a slowing U.S. economy ironically knocked the dollar, which made our rand strengthen. And in fact, the rand's up almost 45 cents since Friday. So quite a significant turnaround.
Absolutely. I ask about the sustainability of that, though, because it's within a local or domestic environment that is still very fragile at this stage. We've got Moody's, the latest to downgrade its growth forecast. Any impact, you know, being dealt by that? Because it's not anything we didn't already know.
Nothing we didn't know. And I think you only have to look as far as our local bond market. I mean, the R156, the 10-year yield, currently 8.45%. I mean, even given the almost 50 cent swing in the rand last week, the bond yields moved 5 pips. So I think if you want to see, and you say, is it nothing we already know, I think you're right, because the bond yields, which traditionally tend to drive the markets more than the speculative currency, hardly budge. So I think it actually bodes well all around.
Having said that, though, Moody's is the last of the big three international credit firms to rate South Africa at investment grade. Is a downgrade imminent in your books?
Well, if you saw what the rand did and the markets did on a Friday, I would have said yes, they probably are starting to factor it in. I mean, blowing through 50 into the dollar. But then again today, it almost feels with Moody's that they keep on giving us a reprieve again. But you've got to say, Alicia, with the growth numbers that came out at the start of last week, it's going to be difficult to see them keeping us at that investment grade rating.
Certainly what is going to spook further is the fact that we've had Finance Minister Tito Mboweni and Eskom Chairman Jabu Mabuse indicate that the 69 billion rand bailout granted by government over 3 years will not be enough. South Africa has no choice but to increase funds for the Paris Statel. How much of a further spanner in the world does that throw?
It's a good question. I mean, the South African government have made no secret of the desire to raise funds. And I do think, given the trials and tribulations of Eskom, that going to the capital markets is going to be hard. So they have been running around. We've seen them approach the Chinese construction bank, that loan failing to materialize as much as they thought. And I think they're going to run around more and try to raise more rates. But I do think it's been flagged up already. It's, you know, Eskom is this big white elephant that no one wants to talk about, and it's been flagged up since the start of last year as the real problem with our growth. So they're going to need to sort that out first and foremost if Mr. Ramaphosa wants to get the foreign investment that he's looking for.
We talk about economic woes, government woes, corporate woes continuing. We've got Tongaat Hulett's listing on the JSE suspended today. I mean, this has been a time coming, but I've got to ask, are you surprised at the extent of the problem here and how long it's going to take to actually get to the nitty-gritty of what's going on in this business?
Yeah, but you've got to say markets are, if anything, you know, reasonably efficient. I mean, the stock was down 5% today, 5% on Friday. I think it's down 75% so far in the last year or so. I am quite surprised at the extent. The last thing we need, certainly given all the corporate governance issues we've had, the likes of the auditing professions being under the spotlight, for this to come out now is a bit of a shock. And I must tell you, you know, the idea of suspending shares on the behest of the company requesting it, I don't know if that's in the best interest of the shareholders. I mean, the one thing the shareholder can do is sell his share, and now he's been prevented from doing that. So I don't know if it's ideal.
Okay, what is getting your attention right now? What's your stock pick right now?
So we've been looking at the banks that have been bouncing back quite nicely, and out of that sort of sector, we quite like Investec at the moment. We feel that it offers a little bit of value. There's going to be a big value unlock when the asset management business does get that secondary listing, and it's trading on a single PE of 9 and a bit, so it must be one of the cheapest banks out there.
Let's leave it there. Nick, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nick Kunze is with Sanlam Private Wealth. What's your stock pick right now?
So we've been looking at the banks that have been bouncing back quite nicely, and out of that sort of sector, we quite like Investec at the moment. We feel that it offers a little bit of value. There's going to be a big value unlock when the asset management business does get that secondary listing, and it's trading on a single PE of 9 and a bit, so it must be one of the cheapest banks out there.
Let's leave it there. Nick, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Nick Kunze is with Sanlam Private Wealth.